Hello friends, welcome to Mercurial's Mind. My name is Chidi Gabriel, your host. And today I want to say a very big thank you. No, not today. Every day I say that. And that is because I really mean it. Like deeply and genuinely, I want to say thank you guys. Like the love, the support, everything has been amazing. Like you guys have been building this community consciously with me, and I can't trade that for anything. I deeply appreciate it. Like it's coming from my heart of hearts. Like I don't know how to express it, but I am deeply very grateful. You guys inspire me, you guys motivate me each day to keep doing this, to keep sharing my knowledge with you, to keep sharing my stories, bringing amazing people that will help you to, you know, move the needle forward, help you to grow in every aspect of life, professionally, personally, in your relationship, in your family life, in your business. You know, this is something that I can't find enough words to explain how I feel, but I just want you to know that if you can see my heart right now, I am deeply very grateful. And in case you haven't joined this community yet, please, all you need to do is just to hit the subscribe button. Trust me, on here, you will get a lot of things, a lot of tools, a lot of knowledge, a lot of strategies that will help boost your confidence, that will help give you more clarity on your purpose, that will help increase your passion and help you turn your passion into profitable business, that will help you to gain more love in your relationship, that will help you to, you know, take your career to the next level, that will help you in your personal life to be more of who you are meant to be. So trust me, if this is the first time you're running into us, you are at the right place. So I want to say welcome, and I want to say thank you for being part of this community. And guys, you know how I value your time, and anytime I am on here, I will always bring you values. So today, I want to talk about something that is very sensitive. You know, when it concerns our emotions and feelings and backgrounds, all of these things put together is a very sensitive topic to talk about. And today, I want to talk about how to deal with insecurity. You know, the reason I want to talk about this topic is I have suffered insecurities myself. And saying this doesn't mean, you know, that these days I don't suffer insecurity once in a while. Of course I do. You know, I'm a human being. Like every human being go through insecurities once in a while. Sometimes it's not lack of confidence that make us feel insecure. Sometimes it's something that has been embedded in us from childhood, from the environment that we grew up in and all that. And we can't just wake up one day and use, you know, our hands to wipe it off. It's something that has been rooted deep inside of us. And when we make conscious effort to unpack those things, to detangle those things, you will find out that on the other side of life is actually better and beautiful. But when we don't make conscious effort to do that, We just accept it and choose to remain on this side of life. And we experience those pain over and over and over again, those disappointments over and over again, those negative emotions over and over again. And we say, you know, we tend to give it a name. We will say, that's who I am. But trust me, you are more better than that. Honestly, you are. I'm not trying to like hype you or whatsoever, but I'm telling you, if I can overcome some of my insecurities or most of them, trust me, you too can. But there is these three things that I want to point out at the beginning of this podcast. Listen, there is these three powerful words that we neglect a lot. But I think that these three words play a major role in us dealing with insecurity. And these three words are, I am, I can, and I must. The reason I put it that way is, I am has to do with who you are. I care means you are telling yourself that you have the capacity, you have the ability. Then you must means that you are bent on taking that action. You must means that you are committed to do what it takes to become the I am. So watch this. I am is who you are or who you are meant to be. I can means that you have the ability, the strength, the capacity to be that person. Then I must means that I am committed to do whatever it takes to become that person. So it's just like all these three words are entangled. The I must will take you back to the I am, which will in return build your confidence and make you unstoppable. So now, there's this client that I had about a few months ago. You know, he's 21 years old. This guy, you know, went through some horrible upbringing, no doubt. Like, you know, it was horrible. Trust me, you know, what he went through in the hands of the dad is a horrible thing to talk about. So I'm not going to go into the, you know, the whole details. But this is the thing. This happened about, you know, years ago. Like, you know, he left the dad. The mom actually came to pick him up when he was 14 years old. And now he's 21. But this guy still battles the insecurity that he developed while he was with his dad. Guys, just look at the age, the years, the difference in the years. Like 14 years against 21 years. So I want you to know that this is real. When we talk about insecurity, it's not just a theory. It's something that is real. It's something that is very real out there. People go through a lot of insecurity. I have this friend that, you know, the guy loved to listen to TED Talk. And this guy was telling me that the wife, you know, the wife was with the phone, and this TED Talk topic came up. You know, it was talking about divorce and stuff like that, like the topic, the theme of the TED Talk. The wife saw that. She saw that this is TED Talk. This woman took that phone, the husband's phone, came to where the husband is and said, "I knew it." The husband was like, "You know what?" He said, "I knew it. I knew that you're planning to divorce me. Look at the topic that is coming out." This is very funny, but it wasn't. "Look at the thing that popped up on your phone talking about divorce." And guys, if you listen to TED Talk, if you subscribe to TED Talk, you will know that they will send you a series of topics all the time to know what you're interested in. And that is what happened. But this woman, because she has suffered a lot of insecurity, this is what happened. The guy was like, "Why will you even say that? Like, what will make you think that I will want to divorce you? Like, we are not even having any issues." Now, at the end of the day, he started, you know, he sat the wife down to talk to the wife, and the wife started crying. And, you know, she started opening up, because as of that time, the marriage was just a year old. The wife said, "You know, I am not fully convinced that, you know, you will be with me in this marriage." Simply because she has suffered a lot of rejections. You know, a lot of people have walked out on her in her previous relationship. And that made her conclude that she is a horrible person to live with. Guys, just imagine that. Just a thought. And now becomes a belief. That is how powerful insecurity is when not taken care of. It can ravage your life. It can damage your life. It can cause something that is flourishing and beautiful to just be destroyed in the twinkle of an eye. So you need to understand this. Like I said, everybody suffers insecurity in one way or another. There will be times that you'll be, you know, you will find yourself in a situation or in a place that you feel you don't belong. Like you feel that people that are here have worked so hard to be here. I don't think I've worked so hard to be in this place. Now you feel a little bit insecure because you are now all over in your head. Your emotions are not dealing with you. Your thoughts are dealing with you. But today I want to tell you few things that can help you to deal with insecurities. Things that will help you understand that your insecurities are not you. You are not your insecurities. You are perfectly and wonderfully made. Trust me, you are not here as a mistake. You are meant to be here at this particular point in time, at this particular time of the year, at this particular time of civilization. You are meant to be here. So if anything, anyone, any situation, any experience is telling you otherwise, trust me, that is an enemy. It's a thought that you have to make sure you deal with. The reason is this. Sometimes when we go through insecurities, we tend to allow it without trying to find out the root. Like, what is the root of this? Where does this thought came from? What is happening? Why will I all of a sudden imagine that somebody will walk out on me in a marriage? Why will I believe that I cannot be able to hold a job? Why will I believe that I'm not capable of starting a business? Why? Ask yourself why. Why will you think such thoughts? So this guy that I was telling you, this my client that I was telling you, that is 21 years old, he said that he is a horrible person. That's the definition he gave himself. Like, this guy can play with his friends. He can hang out with anybody. He isolates himself. He just want to be with himself all the time. So he said anytime he goes out and see people, so when they are looking at him, in his head, he's telling himself like, they know you're a horrible person. Just look at the way they are looking at you. Then I asked him, I said, has any of this your friends or anybody walked up to you and said, you are a horrible person? He said, no. I said, so why do you keep telling yourself that? Why will you believe that? He said, I know it. I can feel it. I know very well at that moment that I can't just dismiss his feeling because that is true. That's how he's feeling. I can't dismiss that. Then I tried to be friends with him just to, you know, understand him. Now, there comes, you know, we took a lot of work, but I'm just trying to break it down because of time. Now, one day I asked him, I said, who was the first person to ever say to you that you're a horrible person? Who did you hear that word from the first time? And he said, the dad. I said, how many times did he say that to you? He said, just like every second. Guys, imagine, this guy barely remembers his name while growing up. All he could remember is the definition given to him by his father that he is a horrible person. This guy couldn't hold a job. He couldn't play any sport. He can't get into a relationship. He believes that he is horrible, that he is bad. And that is not true. He had a horrible dad. Like a mean dad. That's what that is. But the meaning that he has given to that experience has made him develop that insecurity and carry it all through his life to the age of 21. Guys, Do you know the amount of things or the degree of things that this has cost this young man? Very bright, very talented. But thank God, with each of the sessions that we had, you know, he was able to break through and get better. The last time I went to their house, you know, the mom invited me for her 40th birthday, and this guy was in his room with his friends. Guys, that was strange. Like, chatting and gisting and laughing and playing with his friends. He even came out to say hi. He don't do any of those things before. Never. Like, he doesn't want to be associated with anybody. So this is what I'm saying. Let me give you this thing that I read from a research by a therapist on the LIFE program. You know, she talked about how insecurities negatively impact our mental health. And that is where I'm going. And she said that insecurities feed mental issues like depression, low self-esteem, anxiety, and so on. He said that insecurities are also contributing factors to eating disorder and substance abuse. Guys, just imagine most of the things that we talk about that people go through today. We might talk about somebody having depression. We might talk about somebody having anxiety. We might talk about somebody, you know, having any mental, all those mental retardations. But the root cause might be how they felt about themselves, what they feel about themselves, how they judge themselves because of the insecurities that they have. Now, if you have found yourself in any of this, you feel anxious when your rent is expiring and you think it's because you are not able to pay your bills, that's why you're feeling anxious. That's not true. The truth is, if you trace that back, you might notice that there might be a time or times in your previous life or in your past life that you have seen your parents go through similar things. Or when you don't have money, somebody that you're in a relationship with, be it your parents, be it your a friend or somebody, always try to put you down because you don't have money to contribute for anything. And that made you feel insecure, made you feel incapable of yourself, incapable of taking care of yourself. Now you're finally on your own and you find yourself going through the same thing. You now have to remind yourself, or your thoughts will now be telling you that those things that they were saying to you before is actually true. That you are not enough, that you're incapable, that you are a fool, that you are this and that. And that automatically will strike anxiousness. You will become anxious all of a sudden. You start having panic attacks, and that will lead to depression. So today, I want you to start by adopting these three words. I am, I can, and I must. And I will break these three words down. In the I am, I want you to be able to tell yourself who you are. Now, whether you want to, you know, take this on as an affirmation, or you want to take it on as, you know, a thing you will write and put on your wall, or a thing you will say to yourself every morning, for you to reaffirm every morning, tell yourself every morning who you are. This is the secret. The more you say that to yourself, each day that you say that to yourself, there will be an establishment in your brain that this is who you are. Any day you repeat that word to yourself, and when I'm saying this, I don't want you to go small at this. Don't be scared. Don't write something small. I want you to write something as heavy as you can think. Positive, of course. Now, when you say that, keep repeating that to yourself each day. Now, the I can will bring you to seeking strategies, seeking tools, seeking help to become the person that you are affirming yourself to be. Now, the I Can process is where you might need coaches, you might need a mentor, you might need a therapist, you might need, you know, to join a community just like this one. You might need to start reading. You might need to be listening to a podcast. That's the I Can process that will give you the tools and the strategies to become the I Am. Then the I Must now falls back to you also, because the things you will learn from your coaches, from your mentors, from your therapist, the instructions that you will be given, the, you know, the different tools, the wisdom, the insights, you know, the applications will now help you only when you practice them. If you don't practice them, it won't. And that is where the I Must comes in. Tell yourself that now I know who I am, and I affirm that every morning. Now I'm seeking for the strategies and seeking the help that I need, right? And now I must implement those things to become the person I believe myself to be. When you do these three things, remember these three things, never ever fall back to telling yourself negative words. Never go back. This thing is going to, just do it for a 90-day period. Start with a 30-day period and then, you know, increase it. Just do it. Make sure you stay consistent at doing it for a 90-day period. Trust me, you will see the kind of change that you will experience. You will sit, you will look at yourself, and you will be able to measure your growth. This is not something that you will need somebody now to like approve you of, because you will see for yourself mentally how you have grown. Because trust me, the way we are made as humans, biologically, is going to be a little bit difficult for you to do this, for you to practice this, because you have known a different type of way for a very long period of time. But when you actually force yourself to do this for a 90-day period, trust me, you will be amazed how dramatically your life will change, how drastically you will experience growth, and how drastically your confidence will grow. Thank you guys again, and I hope you share this podcast. Share it with somebody you know that is suffering from insecurities, somebody you know that, you know, has been telling you that I've accepted it, that this is who I am. Let them know that that's not who they are. They are limiting themselves, and those limitations are self-imposed. So thank you again for your time. I hope you gain one or two things or insights from this, you know, podcast that will help you to grow, that will help you to change, that will help you, that will inspire you to become better. So I want to say thank you again. And please, if you haven't joined this community, please do. And if there are things that you learned from this podcast or things that you will love us to talk about, tag me on Instagram at Chidi Gabriel. The description is down below. At Chidi Gabriel, tag me on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram. You will be amazed the great things that you will learn from us as we grow together. And I can't wait to reply your messages. I can't wait to build this conscious friendship with you as we go through this journey called life together. Thank you and have a wonderful day.
If you like this podcast, please share it with your family and friends. And make sure you rate us. Always know and remember this: significance can't be ignored. Thank you.